The Jets traded up into the first round for Omar Cooper. The market lets you have him at pick 156. When a front office and a fan base disagree this much, September gets the tiebreak. The record, New York sent two picks to San Francisco to move to 30th overall per the team site. Cooper led the receivers on Indiana's undefeated national title team per the club's draft coverage and ran 4.42 at the combine per NFL.com. The spring reporting is the aggressive part. ESPN's Rich Simonyi wrote in late June that Cooper was the Jets' most impressive rookie of the spring and has all but solidified a spot in the top three receiver rotation.
Muffed!
The situation, the target tree above him is talented and fragile. Garrett Wilson verified, played 7 games last season, 36 catches before his knee ended the year. Adonai Mitchell arrived midseason in the Gardner trade. The quarterback is Geno Smith, acquired in March per the team site, and the offense is Frank Reich's first-year install. If Wilson is healthy, Cooper is a third option learning the league. If Wilson misses time again, the spring reporting starts mattering fast.
Either way, we won't dress a rep count up as a projection. Spring reps don't predict rookie production at any standard we'd cite, and 3 receiver sets don't guarantee targets. Pick 156 is a hope price. We grade results. October will tell you if the Jets were right. Watch his snap share in 3 wide sets week 1, and Wilson's workload management through camp. The room ceiling variable isn't the rookie. Your whole roster gets this treatment every week. That's the show.